On inviting you to join me beyond the green door. Tonight's story proves that a man may wander the world, cheating death at every turn, only to have it catch up with him beyond the green door. Stuart Dennett had joined the Hampton expedition in Tanganyika near the Congo border, just east of Kigali. Hampton, an anthropologist, had been hard-pressed for Guy to lead his party into the Congo, and in desperation had offered Leonard £200 in advance. In exchange for this generosity, Leonard planned to desert the expedition at the first opportunity. It presented itself in the early evening of the third day out. Under the pretext of scouting for a suitable place for a camp for the night, Leonard had pushed on ahead of the others. Coming upon a clearing, he started across it, but immediately, to his horror, discovered that he had stepped into quicksand. Slowly, inexorably, he began to be drawn downward, downward. And the more he struggled, the deeper he sank. Help! Help me! Quicksand! Quicksand! Hampton! Hampton! But his words died on the evening breeze. His heart beat furiously as the dark ooze drew him down to his waist. Then he could no longer move the lower half of his body, and his cries for help grew louder and more frantic. Knowing he had less than a minute to live, he struggled harder. Vainly he sought to free himself, twisting and turning, struggling with every ounce of strength that he had in him. Hampton! Hampton! Help me! Now he had been sucked down to his neck, his shoulders disappearing in the all-devouring muck, when suddenly, miraculously, the downward progress of his body ceased abruptly. I've hit a stone or a stump, he thought to himself, and an immense wave of relief passed over him. He would sink no deeper now, and if he continued calling, surely the others would hear and come to his rescue. But even as this thought crossed his mind, a strange sight met his eyes. Directly across from him, on the rim of the clearing, he discerned a brown stump, shaped like the head of a wild boar, and then, as he watched, the color dissolved into patches, and in the rising light of the African moon, he could see that it was indeed the head of a boar trapped in the quicksand. As he watched in horror, the head became a skull, and the brown patches rapidly diminished in size as hordes of driver ants, having picked the flesh from the helpless boar, were now deserting it, joining together, moving forward, pushing across the quicksand in quest of more food.